Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Carrie Hines. I just want to say thank you. I have to thank you for helping us to get to 1,000 episodes of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. It has been an incredible journey. So in honor of that auspicious occasion, it is a great honor to bring to the airways one of our classic In the Vault segments. So up next, get a little closer, up next is something that we are replaying from our Hair Radio Vault. Take a listen.
It's my pleasure.
I feel like I'm home.
You are home. That's the right way to look at it. And let's talk about that, Cheryl Morrow. First of all, everybody knows who you are. You are the daughter of Dr. Willie Morrow. We know him from 400 Years Without a Comb and so many other innovations out there. And you in your own right have become a hair legend. And so it is our pleasure and honor to welcome you back to the broadcast. You've been here all along.
Wonderful to be back. Wonderful to be back.
Now, Cheryl,
I miss you guys. You guys are in New York City. I wish I was there.
Yes. Well, you will be soon enough. You'll be out here on the East Coast with us doing your thing here at the Hair Nation Expo, which will be in Atlantic City. We're going to talk about all that good stuff. But first of all, how's everything going out on the West Coast with all of your business enterprises out there? How's the family? What's going on?
Lots of change, lots of transition. Dad is obviously going to be 79 this October.
Okay. Still a baby.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying he's still a baby. Still a young man.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Oh.
All those millions of miles on like you said, on his feet.
Yes.
So there's some changes there. And being, taking over a helm of leadership in terms of what we call just innovative black hair or innovative technology in the ethnic beauty sector, it's an interesting one. You know, you get all types of players on all levels, distribution, production, science, you know, lab, chemistry, and then consumer engagement now with the new, you know, not with new, but just the element of social interaction on a consumer level on social media. So just all of those components just in an era of great change for ethnic beauty.
Ethnic beauty? Let's talk a little bit about that because we all use a lot of similar nomenclature, but what is ethnic beauty? And then I'll tell you a quick story.
Okay. the reason why I like to use ethnic beauty because I have a Facebook page called Beauty Ethnica, because as the colloquial titles of natural hair, quote unquote natural hair, we are recognizing that the ethnicity of Afro textures range from almost to infinity, almost from, you know, your very coarse coil textures. I'm talking about a menagerie, a very wide variety of ubiquitous curly textures that are so commonplace that most people on the planet have them. And that straight hair is actually a very rare occurrence.
I've never heard it quite described as you've just described it. A menagerie of curls. Wow. All
right. Right. And they're stemming from just like, you know, you would get, I mean, it's as simple as water painting for kindergartners. I mean, you have your very dark skin to your dominant, most dominant, and then you have that curly pattern of that particular texture, and then all of the variations that come from that dominant expression, that very tight coil, and then every other, you know, variation. We're saying that it belongs to the ethnic world.
Right.
That is a common phenotype of an ethnic world, and that, you know, the other way or the other beauty standard that which most traditional cosmetologists, no matter where you are in the world, well, they are talking about, you know, using straight hair as the standard, and then, of course, it does not encompass or invite or it does not carry the profile of the ethnic world at the epicenter. In my term, and when I use it, Carrie, I'm talking about a more global textured family than the least one. So that's what I mean. Now your story.
Okay. Cheryl Morrow, of course, shuts it down. Okay. Well, listen, I'm excited to talk with you. As you know, the last time we've chatted, and all of the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, they will recognize your voice immediately because we have run your interviews here on this broadcast quite often. So they know every single thing. And what kind of plays in my mind, we did this extraordinary interview. And like today, we're going to get into a few things. And then one of the things that I have always wanted to catch back up with you, because we haven't had a chance to chat on air. We've talked many times off mic, but we haven't had a chance to get back in front of everybody with all these things that are kind of happening in the world right now. And the last time I think we chatted, it was after the whole Rachel Dolezal thing. That you were kind of to share. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That you were. What do you ever think about that whole thing anymore, or are you just? I mean, it was so eloquent how you put things.
Well, I think that the politics, the socio political context of how we try to place ourselves and talk about ourselves in a socio political. Racial kind of conversation. You know, I don't really like to hear professors or the black elite talk about or intellectualize Rachel Dolezal's experience or Barack Obama's experience or any other racial person. Because you don't know what it is to be, you know, whoever's talking about it at that particular time. You know, let's just say this, like Halle Berry's mother said, if it did not make Halle a black girl, I would have probably placed her in harm's way. And I would have brought extra issues on my biracial daughter that she did not need to experience.
Wow.
So I decided to make her a black girl completely. That way that there was a definitive line drawn. And that I knew that though she would have certain issues inside of the culture of black folk, but she would be quite protected as well.
Wow.
More protective than if I made her a white girl. Just think about that.
That's
a white
thing. Yes, that's a
mother.
That's right.
Gender.
Very profound lady, by the way.
Right. Well, her gender and her being a mother trumped her race identity. That's the wonderful thing about women. The mother trumped everything else. She immediately understood that she made Halle a black girl, then she'll only be, you know, talked about a little, you know, dealing with a little issues. But the culture in and of itself would cloak her and protect her and make her probably a more well-rounded human being. Well, Rachel saw that. She identified to make herself a different human being or culturally identified in a different group. So she felt that she could move a lot smoother through life instead of, as a white woman. That was her choice. So that just goes to show you that even being black, you can learn to be black.
You know, it's funny that you say that because it also brings to mind, I don't know if you ever saw this, there was one that I think if I recall correctly, Mariah Carey's mother was on, I believe, Oprah or something at some point, and she said something pretty similar to that. Like, these, like they're so deep and profound, and I just, it takes us all by surprise. Well, maybe not everybody by surprise, but it takes quite a few of us. It was such... You know, such compassion and empathy towards African Americans in just an unreal way.
All right. You are listening to a classic segment that we are running this morning on this Tuesday cold morning, January 23rd, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, we are digging into our archives and kind of bringing out from the vault some of the amazing fan favorite guests who've been on our show. And today is no exception. We're kicking off with, of course, the one and only Cheryl Morrow. And this was the last interview that we did with Cheryl before, I think, her father had passed. She was with us back right before the Hair Nation Expo event in 2019. So we'll be talking a little bit more about this. And so stay tuned to, you know, stay, don't do anything. We're going to have a lot more of this to cover and so much more on the way. So, again, more with Cheryl Morrow.
Listen, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very special treat for you today. We're chatting with Cheryl Morrow. She's actually made it back to the Hair Radio mic, and we are so excited to have you. Good morning. Good morning, Cheryl Morrow. Welcome back.
Yes. Well, we got into it deep. We didn't even start on the surface.
Not we have. Well, let me tell you something. When you listen to this interview with Cheryl Morrow and all the interviews that you do here, they're all priceless. And we're going to put you out on your own album soon. We're going to just have all Cheryl all the time right here. I tell you, one of the things that I do love about this, and that's why we haven't even gotten to the hair part. We haven't even started the hair talk yet because you always ring in with such a unique perspective. And right now, there's so much going on in the way of one of, and this gentleman, and I still call him a gentleman, he's from my home in Philadelphia, and he's just recently been sent off to prison to serve time and branded as some unspeakable things that I'm not even going to be say. You know, they labeled him dangerous and all this kind of crazy stuff. But I want you to weigh in, Cheryl. Wherever you go is fine. I just want to hear how you put all this into perspective in your unique wisdom that you have on Bill Cosby. And if you black, you got an opinion about Bill Cosby. I'm sorry. We all do. You know, we all do. You go ahead, Cheryl. You go ahead, Cheryl.
I do think that, and here we go again with the humanity aspect of our individual selves as we are connected. All black folks are connected. And I think that what I think our collective betrayal is something that Richard Pryor's wife said. And here again, we have to examine it you know, in why did Bill Cosby even connect with us in the first place? You know, because I think that he will be connected to Mr. Huxtable out of all the things that he has done down through the years. And, of course, he was super talented, and we loved his films with Sidney Poitier and things of
the
that nature.
Blaxploitation movies, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Bill Cosby was there. He was the man.
Right.
He was there with, you know, and I love those movies with him and Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
But two things, you know, Richard Pryor's wife said that there was a facade there. It was not real. And the difference between Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor, and she said in an interview that everyone can listen to on YouTube, she said the difference between, you know, when Camille and Bill would come over their house, they would come over with this sense of, you know, superiority and judgment, and how, you know, they felt really judged by them. But the point, to make a long story short, the point she was making was that, unfortunately, we're just coming to the realization that the difference between Richard and Bill is that Richard worked dirty but lived clean. And Bill worked clean and lived dirty. So, in how it was just not known in certain circles that Bill was weird and he did weird things. Now, I know that just on the surface, all black people did not realize that maybe, you know, O.J. Simpson and figures that we find out later that they're probably not the characters that they're actually giving us. And that, thank you, Bill, for giving us Mr. Huxtable, but we rather would have had Bill and not
Mr. Huxtable. I don't know about this Bill if we wanted, but I'll tell you something,
but you
Cheryl.
Can't separate the two.
But doesn't it also have a lot to do with that we have not exactly been able to show all the dimensions that we are? We are always compelled to, you know, just be in to show just one little Sam Slappy type of personality in order to be taken seriously in mainstream America. And so that's my concern. If I think if we're not compelled to be forced into that little box and to be only able to show one. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, dude, well, here we go again. You know, black on black crime. We allow us to be singled out. We don't realize that people kill people or people hurt people. People commit crimes where they live. So white people kill white people.
True.
Italian people kill Italian people. And everybody do wrong things, but for some reason ours is really stuck out. But that is because if you think about it. If we would create a separation of church and state in our own culture and allow us to be just human, but because the black church, and there's so much high moral ground in our history that we can't even be normal. Like, we got criminals. You know what I'm saying? We got people who do things. But it's almost like when I want to watch, when I tell people, people ask me, it's very surprising when I like to watch the hip-hop of Atlanta or the Housewives of Atlanta or this. They'll be surprised that I watch Empire. So, and I would say to them, and I'll be quiet on this subject. You know, y'all didn't stop me when I was watching Dynasty.
Mm.
You didn't stop me when Knox Landing and Soaps and y'all didn't want. And why am I now when I watch black people and they're going through their daily lives and they have issues and they have things that they shouldn't do? Why is it now I have to be judged because I want to watch black people do it? You didn't stop me when I was watching white people do it.
That's very interesting. Yes.
Why is it okay to watch Falcon Crest in
wow.
days of our
Angela
lives.
Angela Channing. Yes, well, listen, you know, if I know who Angela Channing and all those folks are, and I just love it that you go there on this conversation, because it's interesting, because it's almost like we can't have it, you know, we can't have it one way or the other, because if we don't have these dramatizations on the air, like Empire and Star and all these other shows, that have taken a page out of those playbooks like Dallas and Flamingo Road and all those things that we used to from our generations and all that
yes.
kind of stuff. Then we're, yes,
mm-hmm.
but we're not happy with that comparison, and then we're not happy if we don't have a show on at all. So, you know, I think it, you know, that the success of an Empire and all these other shows, I think it's just the beginning. And as far as the Housewives series from Atlanta, we've had Marlo's been here on the Hair Radio Morning Show many times. Cynthia also has been on our show several times. So mm-hmm. we love these folks, and they mean a whole bunch to us. And we've had some other reality stars right here on the Hair Radio mm-hmm. Morning Show. So we mm-hmm. love everybody out there doing their thing, and don't you stop. And Cheryl, you know, wear that proudly. You know, you come from the old soap days.
I do.
You
I
know.
Do. I say when I sit down and even when I sit down and I say, okay, I'm sorry, I want to watch some black people. I don't care what they're doing.
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that.
I just make
yes.
that. I yes. don't care what they're doing. Why do I have to judge what they're doing?
I love it because when I turn on the television, sometimes, I mean, I love all folks, and we all do, you know, and that is evident. But boy, oh boy, it's just nice to see some folks that kind of like a mirror. Every once in a while, you do want to glance and see something that kind of resembles you looking back. And so on television, I wanted to also mirror what it looks like when I go outside my door. I'm confident, and that's cable television and folks who don't have cable, because it's a big difference if you don't have cable and you're looking at television. You won't see the same images that you see when you do have cable, and broadcast right. needs to catch up with this. And speaking, well, you know what, Cheryl? Our listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show will kill me if I do not get to the hair talk with you. So listen, I have to say, first of all, again, if you're just tuning in, yes, we've been kicking it this morning with Cheryl Morrow. Cheryl, now I have to say, let's turn to back to ethnic hair, okay, and back to the hair talk this morning. Now, you are coming to Hair Nation Expo. And just for you guys out there who may have forgotten for some strange reason, but yes, Hair Nation Expo is our live hair and beauty show, and it's happening a week before Mother's Day. It's exactly the weekend before Mother's Day.
Yeah. And talking about Hair Nation Expo, that was our big live event that was held in Atlantic City back when this interview was done with Cheryl Morrow back in, say, 2018, 2019. And just such a pleasure to get Cheryl on the show. It was so exciting. Like I said, this was the last interview that we did with Cheryl before, of course, for our broadcast before we lost her. Her wonderful and dear dad, Dr. Willie Morrow. So I just want to say thank you so much for being with us. We got so much more to get to this morning. We're going to kind of close out on Cheryl. And stay with us, folks. Stay with us as we broadcast live. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Again, it's January 23rd of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 943. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. So definitely stay with us. And we're going to close out. I'm sure we'll just kind of wrap things up, see what this
Boat Hotel is huge. This is not, you know, and nothing against the folks who have meetups and hair meetups in the basements and the schools and all that. We need all of that.
Well, it's like
I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You.
what types of things got you here? You know, I know you've been active. I know that you start crazy early. What do you even eat for breakfast, Gary?
Well, do I have breakfast? Yes. Yeah, each day. And it's so funny, Mary. Thank you, first of all. And I want to thank everybody for just taking the time to kind of look back at some of our amazing success with the Hair Radio Morning Show. And now looking at 1,000 episodes and beyond. So that's what we're kind of covering today. Breakfast for me, Mary, I start my day at 4 a.m. Eastern time. Each day, and pretty much a lot of folks know that I'm awake at that hour, so I'll get all kinds of messages and, you know, little things about the show or other updates and all of that. So 4 o'clock, my alarm goes off at 4. Oftentimes, I'm up earlier than that. Before the alarm goes off. You know how you wake up a little bit before the alarm goes off? So that's what typically happens. But yeah, 4 o'clock starts my day. And while I'm doing my preparation, I don't usually have a breakfast at that time. I often will have a cup of coffee. That's all I need when I first wake up to help me get on that trek. And that's what I really love to do. I have my little cup of coffee and just instant, nothing percolated or whatever. I don't usually eat a breakfast at that point. On occasion, I'll have maybe some cereal or toast, but often just coffee is enough to help me. And then that's again at 4. You're talking 4 o'clock in the morning, so usually you're not going to eat that early. Typically. And, you know, now when I do have breakfast, if you want to know.
I do.
Broadcast, sure. Well, the Hair Radio Morning Show goes, what, from 6 to 9 a.m. if you're on the East Coast, 5 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone. So we wrap the show at about 9 o'clock New York time. And at the time, I may take a few phone calls, do some wrap-up work, and then make breakfast. And, you know, I am someone who is fond of cooking at this point. And that's a whole nother story to tell and share with you guys. But that's what
I know people are wondering, why is she talking about breakfast? Because I want to know how in the world you get the energy that you do to do so many projects. And so it's like, how do you do it? One of the things I know, you had a book, right? You've got products. You've got shows that you do throughout the year. So we're going to talk about maybe some of those if you're willing.
Sure, of course. Well, morning. I'm happy to do so, Mary.
Thank you.
Did I answer your question on food and what I have, like my breakfast? Again, it's later. It's about 9. For me, that's later. It's about 9 or so in the morning. And I'll have something simple at that time. I love eggs. I'm like Oprah. I love eggs. So I'll make some quick little egg treat and then kind of keep it moving. And move myself usually away from my desk for a little bit and share out the 3-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's kind of teen in the morning. And so, Mary, I'm glad to have you kind of talk with me about this. This is exciting. I mean, how many folks can say that they've done 1,000 of anything? And
right.
To me, that's a big deal.
Unless you can do it all in 3 months, which is not the case. How long is it? Have you been going at it to get to 1,000 episodes?
Well, believe it or not, it is the ninth year. Blog Talk is the platform that we use for radio production. So they've been around a long time. And for me, I've been with them. It'll be 10 years next year that I've been on that platform. And so that's our show. So it's taken about 9 or 10 years on that platform. So it's on average maybe 100 or so shows per year. And that's kind of where we fall. Yeah, so we've been at it for a long time. The Hair Radio Morning Show is its own institution for hair and beauty broadcasting. So I'm super honored.
Well, when you say institution, I get it, but it's like it's beyond institution, I think. But what name a couple of your favorite interviews? Names a couple, just two, of your favorite interviews of all time.
Well, that's a tough one because I've done over 3,000 interviews of just on this radio broadcast, on the Hair Radio Show. I've done over 3,000 interviews. And that's the way it is because I have the show, each show is on for 3 hours. And we've done a lot of guests. We've had everybody from celebrities to politicians to entertainers to, you know, musicians, all kinds of folks. Of course, those who are in hair and beauty and the like. So it's been amazing.
One of my favorites, I think, was Willie Morrow. And I think he may be interviewed as daughter too.
Right, Cheryl Morrow. Well, Dr. Willie Morrow, I have interviewed him too. You know, we lost Dr. Morrow not all that long ago, but Dr. Morrow, I had interviewed him. I met Dr. Morrow through Cheryl years and years and years ago, and he was so kind enough. At the time, they were doing some kind of a newsletter or magazine out there in Southern California. Cheryl lived in New York at that time, and Dr. Morrow was out in the San Diego area. And so was kind enough to come on my hair radio show back then. And so that's how I kind of got to know them a little bit. And Cheryl and I became fast friends. So she's right up there, family and what they've accomplished. They're legends in their own right, of course. And for me, so yeah, Cheek Counts and Dr. Morrow, they were very inspirational. So they certainly are way up on my favorite guest list. And it's kind of hard to really say because I've interviewed so many people. But if I have to, I'm going to have to say my early interviews in radio for the hair side of it likely began with folks. I'm trying to think my early for hair.
Did you work with any of the Dudleys?
I have not worked with them other than seeing them at the professional shows. I know that I've interviewed them on occasion or their work mixed in with other people. But no, I have not had the pleasure yet of really having them. Like I said, folks that we know in common, so I might talk to them on occasion. But no, I haven't had a chance to really get in with the Dudleys as much as I would have liked to. But I'm aware of their story and how they got started and all that kind of thing. You know, you can't be in the hair and beauty industry without really knowing the background of these folks. But yeah, good question, Mary. Wow.
Well, and you just know so much that it's like, I wonder. So.
Thank you. Well, I've been at it for a while, and I love the hair and beauty industry, folks. In fact, our tagline is hair, beauty, and community. So those are elements that are important to me. And I love being a part of this environment, if you will. It's
Carrie,
a familiar territory. Yes.
Yeah, you basically created the environment. So what made you even, you know, touch Blog Talk Radio or anything? I remember, well, I don't know what your first part was, but the bear, something about the bear. Tell me.
Well, you're referring to how my original foray into radio, which started 3,000 miles away from where I sit right now. in our New York studio. I started out in broadcasting in Glendale, California, which is where, just to give folks some reference, where Michael Jackson is buried, right outside of Los Angeles. And so that was the radio station. I was in regular terrestrial radio at that point, and I was hosting, and that's how I started everything, was my creating a children's character when I worked for the airlines. And so that children's character, the airline helped me so much by featuring me in their magazine that used to go in the seat backs on board their aircrafts. So they did a big special story on me. It was in their magazine for about 30 days because they'd swap it out each month. But it would go all over their entire system, and I had an entire page that was devoted to my work creating the Fluff the Bear children's character at the time. Mm. And working with the other employees who would do the voices. That's how it all started in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Then that went on to a radio station. I had a public relations firm on Sunset that represented me. And they took my work and made it into a big thing around the country, and sold my, at that time, cassettes and things like that on our voiced work. And it kept growing and growing and turned into a big thing. And I, like I said, I was out in the West End. I wanted to come back to the East Coast, and that's what I did. And then came home to the East Coast, picked up all my little monies from my sales, and came back to the East. And that's when I created the Hair Radio Show. I brought home all those skill sets that I learned on the West Coast about broadcasting and started a new career on the East Coast. And that's kind of how it all started for me oh so many years ago. So I'm so proud to have accomplished.
We are so lucky to have you. It's like you are the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. And so
Yes, well, I like that. Thank you, Mary.
I probably got it from you, Gary, but it is true. I was like, how do you package all of these skills, just recognizing that they are important and that you can add to them? How did you decide to package that into radio?
That's a good question. I think it was the other way around. I think the radio part kind of drove being able to kind of share my skills in a way. What is it when you kind of make money at that? And that's what I was able to do. I was able to create, you know, to generate funding resources. Yeah, from using my skill sets. And I, at a certain point, realized way down the road that I had the skill sets that folks would be interested in. I had no idea. But much later, I saw that folks were interested in how my perception of things and my creativity and things like that, and how I could help them to embark upon life as a successful entrepreneur. And that's kind of where we kind of really sunk our teeth into, and have been there pretty much in that space ever since. So I'm real proud of that.
What are your plans for, like, the 1,000th episode and beyond?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, like I said, this at the top of this segment, you know, kind of going into that realm where we are honoring so many folks who've passed through our doors on so many levels. And to be looking at 1,000 episodes and beyond, and again, just a reminder, each episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show is 3 hours. So to be able to kind of develop that, create that, maintain the attention of our listeners and fans for 3 hours each day is incredible by any standard. And so for me, that's a lot. And I'm real proud to be able to have reached quite such a milestone. As I said at the top of this, doing over 3,000 guests, having so many mornings that I get up and share and talk and be and just inspire folks to wake up and be their best version of themselves. And if I can accomplish that and continue to do so, Mary, I am, my hand is high in the sky being raised. So I'm real proud of the work that we're doing.
Oh, and you should be. Some of the people that you've worked with on the radio, like Michael, and I won't name them all, but name some of those people and what they contribute to everybody's morning.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. You know, I started out pretty much hosting the Hair Radio Morning Show, this version, this Blog Talk version, which is celebrating over a decade all by itself really soon, and hosting the show pretty much by myself for many, many years. And I decided to kind of, you know, ease my morning routine just a tad and also have some incredible voices to play off of. So I then started a multi-year co-host search. And finally, after, you know, as they say, you try a few different things and it's not quite the right shoe that's on your foot at that time. But after I kept trying and working at it for a long time, we somehow landed on my current team, which I can speak of them. They've been with me for a long, 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 long time. And we're just kind of really hitting our stride. And I'm really proud of that. We each, at this point, we have our own careers outside of hair radio. And we also, that kind of helps propel what we do at hair radio. And it's kind of like the impetus for the success of what we're doing, I think. And I really like it. So I'm very lucky to have amazing persons helping us. Everybody is an accomplished artist or accomplished person in their own right. And so I'm just proud to be amongst them and to be able to bring the best that we can bring each day to our program fans.
But you know, you're so humble. You're so humble. I'm going to learn and take a lesson from this. But it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I said one of the groups that people don't expect probably to hear from or know about on hair radio of all things is the veterans group. And I think that that's a special nod and a special place, and I'm glad that you give space for them.
Sure. Well, that means a lot to me. First of all, let me just give proper credit to our program colleague, Michael Hopkins. As you know, he is an accredited claims agent, someone who is charged through the Veterans Administration. Everybody knows the VA. And what he does is to help disabled veterans with claims and compensation. So he is an expert. And, you know, so back, most folks, they're like, well, hold it. You talk about veteran stuff on the hair radio. How does that work? And it was interesting because we were just doing hair and beauty talk for the most part, which I'm real proud of that platform. And then here comes Michael Hopkins with the idea perhaps to somehow work that in tandem with hair radio, or to see if I could help him with what he was doing. And that's really how it started. It's been several years at this point, and we have, you know, helped to inspire and help veterans just about everywhere. Michael has a big fan base. He still airs his program weekly on our network, and we've just continued. I mean, it's been so great because, as I said earlier, we that tagline, hair immunity. Well, this veteran advocacy has helped to put the community word to help us live up to that part of our tagline, and that's great. And he does a great job, and we're here to help him, and we're real proud of it. So, again, his program is called the Vet Talk Radio Show. And, again, you don't have to be a veteran, and it's inspiring for anyone, whether you are a friend of a veteran, you're the parents of a veteran, and so forth and so on. You're able to take something from our broadcast and share with them that could be life-changing and quality-changing for them.
Absolutely. Along those lines, if somebody wanted to, if whether it's for the community or for hair, or, you know, they had a special bin that tied into your network and they wanted to have a show, how could they do that? Or are you still accepting?
Okay. For some reason, Mary, we're kind of losing you a little bit on there.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. Yeah. So with regards to community, I think that's what you're kind of talking about. While we're at it, I'm going to mention a little bit on our other community efforts, because not just myself, but my current co-host and myself, we're both a part of our community board and in our respective areas, and we do so much to help inspire folks and work with our own constituencies to make better lives for everybody. So we're all doing the work. We have a big commitment to community, and we haven't forgotten our foundation. We're still all about hair, beauty, education, hair and beauty information. That's what we're about. So we stay abreast of what's happening in this realm, in this part of it. And we've led the charge of that for quite a long time, long before I came to Blog Talk. This is what we were doing. So I'm real, real excited about it and continue to be.
I'm wondering if somebody had a show that they thought would be great for hair radio and they wanted to have a weekly series or something, is that still possible? Like, can they connect with you and get a show?
Yeah, I mean, not quite like I used to do. We're more a private house at this point, but folks can always reach out. Other things that we do and could possibly help get in the right to being successful in this arena. So we're real happy to do that if we can. It's about folks tuning in and listening. Feel that this is something they want to embark upon. We're real happy to help guide them in that area. After all, that's what we're here to do. Thank you. Great
That's
question,
fair.
Mary. And Mary, I just want to take a quick second also to say thank you to you as well. Hair Radio Morning Show, we've been around for a long time. And like in the last about a decade or so, we've been on the Blog Talk platform, and you have been a big part of that success. In addition to my colleagues that we work with on the broadcast each day, you have been a special contributor, popping in just when we needed you most, with your own brand that you bring to our show and have developed your own brand, literally right within the Hair Radio Morning Show groove. And I just want to say thank you, being someone who is in your own right a popular radio personality. You are an entrepreneur with hair head heart, which has just been an incredible organization and has been a venerable organization last for over the years. And you have just been able to expand what you do. So I just want to take a moment to say, listen, great job. Job well done, Mary Reed Johnson.
Thank you. Teamwork. It makes the dream work for real. And this is my learning platform. I just appreciate you as much or maybe even more, but I really appreciate you being there for the community, for the hair world. And your longevity is just an inspiration, so keep doing great things.
Awesome. Well, we will. We will. So, Mary, that's a great way to kind of, you know, as a foray into our big, big, you know, celebration of 1,000 episodes and beyond. That's what this is all about. It's just doing the work, staying focused, and continuing to work hard. And if we can do that and making a difference, of course, in the lives of our program fans, and if they discover and they like us along the way, and, you know, that's just all the better. So this is a special dedication. And again, I want to say thank you to everybody for helping us to stay on the path, helping us to, you know, not just create the path, but to stay on that path. And not stopping, because folks marvel at 1,000 episodes. Well, it takes a lot to get there. You got to remember 1,000 episodes, and each episode is 3 hours. And it's not easy to keep folks engaged for 3 hours each morning. So what do we do on that show, Mary, to do so? Well, we take a look at everything. We look at some of the, you know, As I said, I'm up at 4 to prep for each broadcast. I'm looking at the news and kind of culling together what that episode is to represent and how can that episode uplift your morning. That's the question I ask for myself each day. And so as I always tell everybody, you're listening to me for 3 hours, but I literally live, eat, and breathe Hair Radio show and Hair Radio through all the entire 24 hours of the day. And so I'm always looking for opportunities to expand and to grow what we're doing and in a positive way and to start your day the best way I can.
I love it.
Thank you, Mary. So we're just getting going.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yes.
Oh, my, sorry. My device blinked out on me.
Oh,
but I'm going to take that as a cue. We'll talk again about your upcoming 1,000th episode and beyond. But thank you for sharing your time with me this morning.
Awesome.
I just marvel at you. It's cool.
Our favorite
thing is, are you awake?
Right, exactly. Are you up? Or you will be real soon. So listen, thank you, Mary. Great job, Mary V. Johnson. Hair, head, heart. Thank you.
All right, Gary.
Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Tuesday morning, January 23rd, 2024. I'm Gary Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, as we broadcast live. It's about 7:10 in the morning if you are on the East Coast. For those of you in a central time zone, it's 6:10. And earlier out west, been on for a little over an hour, just kind of creating a great morning for us and our fans and everybody who's tuned in, of course. But I just want to say thank you so much. We've kind of kicked off this morning with the one and only Cheryl Morrow and so many other things. I want to kind of take a moment and get my morning colleague to the airways, to the line, to the mic, as they say. You guys know Michael Hopkins. We've talked about him this morning doing his Vet Talk Tuesdays, as today is Vet Talk Radio Day. And we'll get Michael on. He'll talk a little bit about what to expect at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central for Vet Talk Radio, but also kind of ushering in some more inspirational talk. We'll talk about that and so much more. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. First up, what is the weather like? Good morning, Michael Hopkins. Happy mid-show.
Yes, sir. Happy mid-show. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. It is a great morning. And I wanted to kind
yes,
of...
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes. And folks, make sure you don't have any background sounds or anything, because it kind of hears a little echo there. Good morning officially, Michael. We're real happy to have you with us. And we've just been enjoying this entire day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's just been a good Tuesday morning for you guys out here, and this is your first time joining us. Let me just break it on down for you. We air Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Now, what happens is we're off on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. So Tuesdays coming back on the airways is like we are, you know, it's our Mondays. So it's our Monday morning, even though it's Tuesday. And we get a chance to chat about our weekends. Oftentimes we don't get a chance to speak over the weekend. So this is really our first opportunity during the live host chat to catch up. So, Michael, did you have a great weekend?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. I had an excellent weekend. What about you?
Yes, as well. Just kind of a lot of work. I'm glad you asked. We are focused on just a whole bunch of things that we're going to kind of unpack for our fans today. Want to kind of break it on down in terms of new guests that are coming to the show and so many exciting things. So we kind of had put on a little bit of a pause while we kind of, you know, figured out how to navigate into a new, you know, literally a new, you know, time in the world. And I think we figured it out, and I'm real happy to talk about that. So we're going to get into all that. Like I said, we got a lot to unpack. So get ready. We'll be sharing a whole lot more of that. But first, Michael, I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about our morning inspiration. You know how Nicole Marie always does Hope of the Day. Well, this is in that vein. And Angela, who you guys know, is our host. She's kind of our announcer. She's not really a host. She's more of an announcer. And so she does our commercials and things like that and jingles and all of that kind of good stuff. Michael, I love this, that her podcast, she does a little podcast that inspires folks. And I just have this tucked away in our vault. And I said, you know what? We've got to get on this segment that features Angela's podcast. So it takes us into her world for a couple of minutes and gives us a chance to kind of chat about it and see how we kind of weigh in on the topic at hand. So I thought that would be really, really, really great to do. And
oh,
I wanted
yes,
to kind of
very
get
much
your,
so.
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion of it. So we'll do that. Here's the rundown. We'll take a listen to Angela. It's about 5 minutes long, so kind of make your breakfast if you want while you tuned in. And then Michael and I will chime on in following that little segment of Angela's podcast and talk about it, because again, it's morning inspiration. And then after that, we've got a lot more to get into with the music break and more Vet Talk Radio to go. So lots to go this morning. We're just kind of hitting the halfway point. But before we get to all of that, Michael, did you catch anything this morning? And what are your thoughts on what you've heard?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Yes, this morning we started out listening to one of my all-time favorites, Whitney Houston. Wanted to dance with
Michael,
somebody.
You recognize
yes.
that. Wow, I didn't know if you knew the song or not. What was the name of that song, Michael Hopkins?
I want to dance with somebody. Oh, I can't help but remember that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. It was kind of a classic throwback to the 80s. And that was something I wanted to kind of get across to everybody. Yeah, classic throwback song. And that, you know, that song to me is timeless. It really
is. Oh, yes,
is.
It is.
It's a timeless song. And I just thought, and we'll get it on again before the end of the show, but that is, you can't go wrong if you're playing anything from the Houstons or, you know, or Dionne Warwick or Sissy. You know, they are all just fantastic singers. And they,
yeah,
I just love whenever, yeah, it's kind of like Michael Jackson. When you want something that sounds good, you have to go to the best. And the late Whitney, she definitely was the best. So
Very good stuff.
So you enjoyed Whitney. Did you hear anything else out there?
Oh, and then you went to the Hair Radio Morning Show Vault, and who did you pick out? Another one of my favorite ladies, Cheryl Morrow.
Oh. Now, how did you know I had dug in the vault for that, Michael? How did you figure that out?
which part do you want to hear? The part that I say I'm psychic, or the part that says I was listening in and wrote it down?
Oh, well, that's good. Well, thank you for taking time to jot those notes. With Cheryl was fantastic, and I really,
yes,
I don't
was.
Know if you guys heard, if you were tuned in, you may have heard me say that it was the last real live interview that we had done with Cheryl before her dad, the great Dr. Willie Morrow, passed away. And so it was something that I wanted to kind of get on again this morning. A lot of that, most of you guys may have not, you know, I don't think that was in the interview that you had heard from us in a while. So it was in our vault, and I said it's time to kind of dig out some of those wonderful items in our vault. And we have quite
so.
A bit. Yes. So, you know, and I'm glad you brought it up because there's a lot that's kind of happening between now and hitting our 1,000th actual episode and then a big celebration. So we're going to be talking about that in days to come. We'll be kind of unveiling that a little bit more and more. As we say, we'll be unpacking all the details real soon on the big celebration, but in the interim, I loved it. I thought Cheryl
very
was
much
great.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had
much
a great
so,
enjoyment.
Karen.
You listened to music and you heard Cheryl Morrow. So I'm
oh,
glad you
yes.
had a great time.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Very, very much so, Carrie. It's just I hadn't
wow.
heard Cheryl Morrow in a while. And she always brings some great insight whenever we have her on the show. She's always bringing something to the table. And
well,
I'm
what struck you this morning, then? What did she say that really got you this morning?
One of the things she was talking about was the difference between Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby, some differences. And I never thought about that perspective that she was talking about. And also, she was talking about
that too.
Yeah, and another thing that she was talking about was different shows that she watched and kind of, I don't know if you call it a disparity or how people would view. She's watching Dynasty on one hand, it's not an issue.
Right.
But if she
and
was watching
about
the Black Housewives of Atlanta or something.
Yeah. That was really good. Which was interesting because, you know, those were some classic TV shows and things that we all remember. And that's why, again, I wanted to get on Cheryl Morrow. Towards the end of the segment, we were talking about Hair Nation Expo, which happened in 2019. So that was a great time to kind of, you know, talk to Cheryl. And listen, I've got a lot to share with everybody. Some segments are on previous guests who've been on the show. Some segments were co-hosts who came through our doors for a time or two. Some were great artists and people who, I mean, it's a lot. So we are going to we've got a lot that we're going to be getting into. So I'm super, super excited about it. And I'm real happy. So I'll tell you what, first, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break. Once we come back, Michael, it's Tuesday morning. We're going to be talking. Well, first of all, we still got to get on our wonderful segment with Angela. We got to get that on. And then we'll roll on into that talk and music and all that wonderful good stuff. But right now we'll take a little bit of a commercial break. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of Angela's podcast. And then Michael and I will talk about that. Michael, how does that sound?
Sounds like a plan to me. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people and definitely don't call them friend.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay. Katrina, wanted to kind of jump in, you being one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and to talk about the subject of friends and friendship. And, you know, in terms of being a fan and a friend, don't you have folks that sometimes it feels like they don't want to hear the truth? And do you ever have a problem being truthful with your friends?
Yes, I have quite a bit of people who doesn't like to hear the truth. Friends, mainly sometimes family. But I just sometimes feel like you gotta be truthful to them. Like, tell them what they don't want to hear in order for them to either grow up or make a change or either work on themselves in order to be better in life instead of being a standstill. Because if you don't tell them the truth, they'll think everything that they're doing is okay, but it's not. You need to tell them, but you got to be nice with it and telling them that can't be mean, but you still got to be truthful in order for them to fix and work on themselves to move forward in life.
Katrina Jones, Paris, Texas.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Up next, it's a voice that you know very well right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Angela, our official announcer. Well, she's here to share some of her podcast secrets, encouraging words, and things that you should know. So get a little closer and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Balanced Life Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Angela Clark. Life is a crazy, wonderful adventure, and it can pull you in every direction, sometimes all at once. Can you really achieve success in one area of life without losing it all everywhere else? Can it really be done? Are you up for a good challenge? Well, let's get started.
Wow! Hello, and welcome to Episode 8 of Balanced Life Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Angela, and I'm so excited you're here. I can't believe I'm at episode 8 already. The time has just flown by. And thanks for sticking with me. I feel like I get a little bit more organized every week, and I'm just enjoying it so much. So, last week we started in on a book by James Clear, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results, Atomic Habits. And I did warn you that I was going to spend more than 1 week on this book because it is just chock full of awesomeness. And if you haven't gotten into it yet, I highly suggest you get this book. Get the hard copy, get the audiobook, listen to it, read it, whatever you need to do. But this is definitely worth adding to your library. It will change your life if you just really take it to heart and follow the steps. But he's talking about goals, and as soon as I came across the title of this one section of the book, I thought, oh, that's totally what I'm talking about this week in the podcast. But he says, forget about goals. Focus on systems instead. And I immediately thought of my voiceover coach. His name is Anthony Pica. And if you are a voice artist and you're looking for a voiceover coach, I just can't say enough good about him. He's been great. But he's always, always talking about you've got to work on your system. It's all built on systems. Well, what about this system? Are you using this system? Or I've created this system. And Anthony, you rock. You're awesome. Thank you for the great instruction that you always give. And this author here, James Clear, he totally backs you up on this. So it really caught my attention because for the last year, my voice coach has been telling me the same thing. We've got to establish your system, Andrew.
All right. It's Tuesday morning, January 23rd, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We're in the beginning part of a segment that was kind of sent over to us from our great voiceover announcer, Angela, who did this incredible podcast, and I just love it. It's a, today's segment that she contributed is called Forget About Your Goals. So I just wanted to kind of make sure everybody knows that you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and this particular segment is like a show within a show featuring Angela, our voiceover announcer, and Michael and I will be talking a little bit more about this. So do kind of get in a little bit close. It's all about forgetting your goals and why you need to do that. So we'll get you back, take a listen, and we'll talk in just a short while.
Strictly to a system and did everything it required, would you still reach the same objective? In other words, if you totally ignored your goal but completely focused on the system, would you still reach those goals? That really piqued my interest because I am a goal-oriented person. I set goals, I write them down, I put them on, if you could see where I work from, I have post-it notes all over the place, but I read through them all the time. I have my goals on them, and I read them every day to remind myself, these are my goals. So he's really got my interest piqued at this point in the book, because he's telling me, goals, are they really that important? And then he goes on to answer his own question. He says, yes, I think you would. The goal in any sport is to finish with the best score, but it would be ridiculous to spend the whole game staring at the scoreboard. The score will take care of itself. If you want better results, you have to forget about focusing on the goals and focus on your system instead. You know, I really didn't like reading that because, like I said, I'm a goal setter, dang it. But I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here because so far I've been so excited about this book. And so I'm thinking, James, you're just messing with my head here. Why are you doing this to me, bud? But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and I'm reading on. And he talks about problems with goal setting. He said, winners and losers have the same goals. Oh, man, he's right. We all set the same goals, right? If you're an Olympian, everybody wants to win the gold. Everybody has the goal of winning the gold medal. The goal was the same for everyone, but their system was different for each one of them. He goes on to talk about another problem with goal setting is that achieving a goal is only a momentary change. Lots of times when people reach and search and struggle and try to get to a goal and achieve a goal, after they've reached that goal, they're kind of lost because they focused so hard on completely obtaining that goal. They're not sure where to go after that. The whole purpose of setting goals is to win the game. But the purpose of building systems is to continue to play the game. True long-term thinking is goalless thinking, he says. It's not about any single accomplishment. It's about the cycle of endless refinement and continuous improvement. Ultimately, it's your commitment to the process that determines your progress. Now, oh, man, did that have me thinking. It got me thinking about Tiger Woods. Now, I'm not a huge sports fan, I will admit, but anybody that's had that much success, you can't help but be inspired by their story. And I looked this up because I wanted to get it right, but I remember hearing him say, people don't understand that when I grew up, I was never the most talented. I was never the biggest. I was never the fastest. I certainly was never the strongest. The only thing I had was my work ethic, and that's been what has gotten me this far. And he's talking about his system. I know I've heard him talk about his dad had him practicing every day, every day, every day, because he was developing a system for him. It's just so cool. I just love reading something and then thinking, oh, yeah, I've heard somebody else's success story just like that. And then looking it up and finding it, I just love it. Anyway, and, you know, I got to share this stuff with you, right? Okay, so quickly back to the book. He says, if you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem isn't you. Ooh, tell me more here. The problem is your system. Bad habits repeat themselves again and again, not because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. You won't rise to the level of your goals. You'll fall to the level of your system. Ooh, man, that's a good one. So how can we develop a system? Now, to use myself as an example, I decided back in January that I was going to start going to the gym. But I knew I didn't know anything about using all that equipment and really utilizing my time correctly to get it done and get out, right? I wasn't looking at spending hours a day at the gym. I just wanted to be in better shape. So I sought out a trainer at the gym. That's what we do in every area of life, right? We seek out somebody, a mentor, a coach, the trainer at the gym, somebody who knows more than we do to help us set up that system. So I sought out the trainer and I told her, look, this is the amount of time I'm willing to give every day. This is how many days I'm willing to come in. This is what I'm willing to do. Please get me set up on a system. And she did. And I follow that system even when I don't want to, but I follow the system. I'm sure Tiger Woods didn't want to go out there every day and practice, but he followed his dad's system, right? Until it became his own system. And now when I go to the gym, I don't have to pull out that chart anymore to follow her guidelines. I've got it memorized. I've got it down. I've tweaked it as I've gotten stronger. I've upped the weights on the machines as I've gotten stronger through the months. And I've made it my own system. Now, why would I bother to go in there and try to figure it all out on my own when there's somebody there that's done it and she's just waiting? She's waiting on me to ask for help. So to end this podcast today, I'm just going to encourage you to seek out mentors that can help you develop a system. Is it a system to improve your marriage? Hey, they're out there. Is it a system to improve your business? Is it all about sports for you? Is it a system to improve your game? Whatever it is, seek out a mentor, someone that can really, really help you, whether you have to pay them, bribe them, beg them, stalk them, whatever it takes.
I really believe in this in terms of forgetting about your goals and what Angela was just saying. So going to chat with Michael. You guys, we're back live. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Tuesday morning, January 23rd of 2024. It's about 7:42 in the morning if you're on the East Coast. Central Time, folks, it's 6:42 as we kind of just finished this segment that was contributed from Angela's podcast. You guys know her. Again, you recognize her voice. She's our announcer on this program, and she does her own podcast of inspirational items that she gets from one of the books that she follows. And I just thought it would be great to have that on to kind of fill in a little bit while Nicole Marie's away with Hope of the Day, and we'll be back with that soon. But right now, Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from wonderful, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you were listening to Angela, who's one of your favorites, I already know.
Oh, yes.
What went through your mind?
Wow, Kerry. I listened very intensely to that because I loved what she said on goals and versus a system. And I never really thought about it that way until I listened to what she was saying. And when you think about it, Kerry, it makes sense. All of us, we're taught to be goal-oriented and reach the goal, and when you get to the pinnacle and all that good stuff. So you get to your goal, and then what normally happens? Then you'll say, then what? And it reminds me so much of the typical fast food type restaurant. They have a system in place, and they use that system to run the business. You know, yes, they have a goal of selling so many burgers, fries, shakes, etc., but you have to have a system in place. It's the same thing with building automobiles. You have to have a system in place. Yes, the goal is to sell automobiles, but how are you going to sell automobiles if you don't have a system in place to build the automobiles, to do quality checks on?
It's funny that you say that. Yeah, you know, I was listening to Angela as well. And for me, when I first heard her say this about having a system, having an actual system, not focus so much on the goal, but having a system that will take you to the goal. What I always, it reminds me, because I've already, I have a different way that I say the same thing. I often say I live in success. And what that, I've tried to share with other folks, but I think Angela really nailed it in what she shared this morning about that on her podcast. Because what she was really saying is that, and what I'm saying in terms of living in success, success is not a goal. It's not the end. It is the end result, but it is something that I practice daily and something that I live in each day. Success is more so a byproduct of your system. So you'll have success if your system is working and you've created a system that works. And so when it came time for me to kind of figure out what's next for our program, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and how we're going to celebrate getting into 1,000 episodes and having all of these incredible folks and going through our archives and all of that, I decided I needed a system that will carry us through to the success, and that success will be the byproduct, which would be the end result of whether it's a celebration at that time or what have you. So systems are critical. So I love that, having a system and creating a system that can lead you to success. Focus on systems, she said, when she was quoting from the book. So that's what I thought, Michael. So you kind of, you felt that as well?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. It's very inspirational. And I enjoyed it. Very inspirational.
Me too. Yeah. So listen, guys, it's the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday morning, January 23rd. We've been kind of enjoying the show as we kind of move along. And this week is going to be fantastic. Also got a lot of guests that I'm going to be making some announcements in the coming days. We got a lot of folks coming back. Some you have not, well, some you've talked to or you've heard from. And others, they're joining us for the first time. We have, I'll share with you, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I'll share with you in the next hour, some of the guests will be joining us. So you got to stay tuned, and we'll get into some of that. In the meanwhile, Michael, we are going to also talk about Dead Talk Radio. So we're going to have you guys stay with us. And coming up in just a bit, we're going to get into what this Tuesday episode for Vet Talk Radio Show is about, and possibly even what next week radio show episode is about. So I'm super, super excited about it, and I can't wait to hear all about it. You know, you're listening to the Radio Morning Show. We're kind of killing it going into our vault. I've forgotten a lot of this material. A lot of these segments were there. I really have.
Yeah.
So, Michael, what about you?
Oh, yes, Carrie. I mean, you know, it's great stuff. And I love it when you go to the vault, the Hair Radio Morning Show vaults, and it's evolving, and just listening to people that I always listen to on the show, and then, bam, here they have a new perspective on something that I've never heard them talk about, and it's just so fascinating.
Exactly.
It really is.
It is. Well, listen, we are about to do that right now. We're going to take a listen back to one of the folks. I think you guys are going to find it interesting. We're going to talk a little bit more on the other side. It's only a few minutes, so definitely stay tuned. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, more Vet Talk Radio talk and so much more. You don't want to go anywhere. So take a listen. We'll chat about it on the other side. Stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is Otto from the hair industry. Otto, welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. How are you? It's a pleasure.
I'm doing good. Yes, thank you. Likewise, I am just great. One of the reasons I wanted to invite you on and to share with all of the fans, I was really I was very pleased to find somebody who's passionate about the hair business. So I want you to tell everybody why you love the hair business so much and tell us a little bit about your start with it.
Absolutely. I was introduced to the industry back in the late 70s, 79, I believe, and had an opportunity and with Barbizon models, but I was young at the time. I didn't take it. I didn't understand the opportunity at the time. I just thought, I would just go there and it would happen, but it took a lot of work, and what happened was I slowly walked away. And then I got involved in response life, workforce, paying my bills. So it kind of took a back burner for a period of time, and always thinking, I wanted to do it. Then I had children, and life went on, and always having the desire, but never having the opportunity again because of the nature of bills and, responsibility. And now later in life, the children are older, and I'm on my own. And now I have an opportunity to try to recapture that dream, and it's never too late, and you never give up.
So what exactly was the dream?
Well, the dream was to be in the industry in regards to either speaking about hair, promoting hair in regards to print, shampoo commercials, different things that the industry offers. And it's a vast industry that I'm realizing how immense it is. And it's exciting and thrilling to take a venture, back in time to recapture what I wanted to do as a young man.
Well, listen, I think you're in the right place, Otto. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. First, I just want to ask you, so where are you based out of? What city and state are you in?
I'm in South Jersey, right across the bridge from Philadelphia.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
In the South Jersey community.
Not far from my home in Philadelphia, PA. So really great people down there. I'm shouting out all of Philly folks and South Jersey people and all of that. Terrific.
Yeah. Wonderful
yes,
community.
Absolutely. So now I want to kind of move ahead because, for me, going to the International Beauty Show, IBS, here in New York City just recently, it was a great honor to be around so many incredible professionals. And Otto, I have to say, just connecting with you there, to me, it was a very, very big and just universal type thing happening where the universe.
Again, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, January 23rd of 2024. We have kind of gone into our vault, and you're listening to a special replay of an interview that we are now featuring a few of the co-hosts and program co-hosts who've also come through our doors. So this gentleman, whose name is Otto, was a big part of our show for a certain amount of time. So we're really kind of going back down memory lane in honor of hitting our 1,000th episode. So a little bit more with Otto. Michael and I will be back. We're going to talk about this, that talk radio, and so much more. Stay with us.
As a youth, I had long hair. And then, as I got older, I got short hair, did the family thing, recycling on Thursdays. And now that I got older and I thought to myself, let me see if I could do that again. And it started growing and growing. And I said to myself, let me see where I can go. And then I was blessed from my parents with this, and then I moved on to a beard try, which I'd never grown a beard ever in my life, actually. So I started with a small goatee, and then I said, it gets itchy, and it's a phase that many men struggle, and they eventually shave. I figured I wasn't going to, give up. Let me see, if I could grow the hair on the beard as long as the hair, And then, fortunately, I was able to, have what I have now. And going to the IBS, the International Beauty Show myself. Yes, it was a wonderful experience. I'll tell you, it was a day that I'll never forget. And meeting you, and talking with you, and then leaving the event. I thought to myself, this. You meet the right people, you go to the right places, and never give up. Always pursue.
Well, I want to bring that exactly. Always pursue. I want to talk a little bit about that because being so much into the desire to grow your hair, and there's always something with the hair, and you may not know exactly how it's going to all play out at the end of the day. But there seemed to be a plan, and it was almost, fortuitous that you just somehow connected. And I also love the story that you were determined to come to the International Beauty Show in New York. And you folks out there who may not be aware or if you kind of follow it a little bit, the International Beauty Show, IBS New York, the IBS alone is the longest running live hair event in the entire United States. And so they do a big, big show. They do a couple shows, but the one that is closest to me here is the one in New York City. In Manhattan, they do a once a year show. And this is the first time since the pandemic that they have been able to put on a show live. So, I thought it would be fantastic. So I had a little trepidation at first going to the event, but that all wiped away as soon as I got to this beautiful building and saw all the amazing, amazing people inside and had a chance to meet people up in the media room and meet the directors and all the people I had chatted with and stuff. So I just loved being, they gave me a big space on the floor to conduct interviews as well and all that. They're amazing people at IBS. So I always have to shout them out. I love them. And so this is where we had a chance to connect. And I have always met incredible individuals at the International Beauty Show. And so I just wanted to say that. Now, I have some ideas and plans for you. And I appreciate that this has been something that has been a passion. I have always believed this. And that is to say, let your passion drive your talent, and let your talent drive your desire, and let your desire drive your efforts to create a business. And that's how it's a wonderful direction that will lead you and possibly change your life forever. So it starts with the pursuit of your passion.
Oh, sure. I believe in passion. I believe in grit, getting to work every day, putting the work in. And rejection, I found, to be, a large part. But, you just never give up. Every no is a yes. And you don't give up. You try. And at some point, maybe, you get an opportunity and you do your best.
Exactly. And the rejection to me is just to set you up so when it does happen for you, you know how to manage it. So if you start off thinking that you know and you don't know, then that's not going to end well. So you've got to go through the bumps and lumps to get to the good stuff. And I think you've managed to do just that. What is one thing that you like everybody to know about Otto?
A man has pursued something for 40 plus years, And if you don't give up and you try and you do your best, you stay honest, you know, you be a good father, things like that in nature, I believe someday, you know, you'll be rewarded. Some days you don't think so, but as long as you don't give up, you know, and you keep your nose to the grindstone, and I pursue it as a part-time venture in the beginning, and you know, and in the future looks so bright as long as you, you know, as long as you stay diligent and always believe in yourself.
Otto, on that note, I want to thank you.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday morning again, January 23rd of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 943. We're live in our spotlight hours, about 8:07 New York time, 7:07 if you're in Central Time Zone. You just heard from, of course, Hall & Oates, and I can't go for that. Let me get back to the line, Michael Hopkins. Again, we've been chatting with Michael throughout the morning. He is the host of That Talk Radio Show, which will be on in about a little over 20 minutes from right this moment. It's my great honor to bring back to the line Mr. Co-host, Mr. Host of VTR, Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you've been listening. I've just loved everything this morning. It's a very eclectic, kind of broadcast. It really is. We've had a kind of a hodgepodge from everything from Whitney Houston all the way through to Hall & Oates. So what went through your mind on all that you've just heard? Because I think it was great.
Well, Carrie, you had on Hall & Oates. What can I say? They are our homeboys from Philadelphia. They were involved back in the late 60s and the 70s with that street corner harmony. You and I grew up listening
to Hall & Oates.
Yes, Blue Eyed Soul. And they still are relevant today, if you ask me. I love their music.
For many reasons, they had a lot of they made
a lot of hits
recently with all kind of stuff going on.
I'm guessing those were other kind of hits they had.
They had a little bit of falling out, shall we say.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope they've only had the music hits. We're going to say that safely.
Let's hope so.
We've had quite a few things, items from the vault. And again, make sure we have no background stuff going on, please. We had quite a few things from the vault that we've had on, and I just want to say thank you so much, guys out there. I wanted to kind of bring, and I mentioned this a little while ago, some of our amazing folks who have helped to host the show, and Otto was one of those folks who came on for a period. So that is just one of those that you'll be hearing from. And I've got quite a few. A lot of folks, you guys have no idea. You've not heard these. And if you have, you certainly haven't really heard from these particular co-hosts since they left our show. So I'll be kind of reintroducing you to what we felt was special about them on the show and their contribution. And all next month, I call it Fab Fan February, because we're reintroducing you to a lot of these folks. And like I said, we're going to have on some things that you just don't know about, so you don't want to miss it. And it's kicking off with a lot of folks. I can't even give it all away. I don't even want to give it away just yet. But trust me, it is going to be great, and I'm real excited about it. So, Michael, that's kind of what we did. And I think that's what we've been doing. So, again, have you been enjoying the classic items that we've been pretty much running?
Oh, very, very much so. Yeah, that music always brings back some really good memories. That's what I love about it. Yeah, I can picture where I was, what I was doing, you know, what stage of my life I was in, all of that good stuff. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, in fact, I think I played also earlier mid-show from Exposé. Let me see. The song that everybody's familiar with, The Seasons Change, but the one that I actually played was Let Me Be the One. And I just wanted to mention, and that
because that was written by one of the folks that I interviewed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and who created like four top 10 Billboard hits, Mr. Louis Martinet, who was down in the Miami area. Just a wonderful man. He worked with Clive Davis and all these greats out there.
Wow. Yeah,
and
Clive
I was
Davis.
Happy to have him on
wow.
the show. Yeah, he sang what, and I mean, great, great songs. They literally were on the Billboard charts, on the pop charts, four hits in the top 10. So for me to even just be talking to him was a great honor. So really good
wow.
stuff. Michael, I've got to shift to Vet Talk, and we just get into Vet Talk today. It's been so busy with our vault items, but our segments. Michael, what can we expect to hear on today's Vet Talk Radio, which comes up in less than 15 minutes?
Carrie, we're going to be talking about PTSD and its secondaries. That's one of my favorite
wow.
topics, and it's a serious topic, Carrie. It's a very serious topic amongst veterans.
Yeah, that, yeah
and
we're going to definitely
yes.
shift into that because it is just that. And Michael, you really, I think the fans are going to really appreciate what you have to say. And it's something that affects everybody. It's not only the veterans, but
right.
I think you're going to break it all down for everybody, Michael.
Very much so.
Yeah. So that's coming up at the end of today, coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to hang up and dial back in. Just keep it right here, and Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show will roll right on in to the broadcast, again, coming up in about 15 minutes or thereabout. So, Michael, I'd love today's show. I got to ask you, what
yeah.
are some of the things that you did you enjoy today's broadcast, and what kind of, you know, jumped out for you today?
Always, Carrie, always enjoy it. And also, you had another one of my favorite people on there. And
oh,
that
boy,
is
today was all your
MRJ. I call her MRJ.
Yes,
you call
like
her Mary
Johnson.
Yes.
Superwoman.
Yes, she's,
well,
she's
what,
always
what
one of my favorites.
Well, okay, tell us why. What did you hear? For anybody who
reason
might not miss it.
Right. The reason why I enjoyed this particular segment of the show is because she was talking to you. And she always does those kind of, to me, they're kind of neat interviews when she talks to you about Carrie being Carrie. And she just, I just love the way that you know, you and her, the interaction and all that. I just love it, and I find it so fascinating. And you know what I envisioned, Carrie?
Well, that was an all-new interview
right.
that aired today. So if you guys
right.
missed it, we'll be resharing this entire three-hour broadcast less than 9 o'clock New York time so that you can replay it. Yeah, that was all new. I said, well, I was wondering if you guys heard it out there, and I guess you have. But yeah, I love that with Mary. What that's about is kind of looking at our journey to 1,000 episodes and beyond. So we'll be
right.
kind of covering a whole lot of different aspects. Mary and I'll be talking about this. Pretty much until we, you know, actually hit that and continue on, because there's so much to unpack on our journey to how we got here. And like we were talking about it with Angela, about the process, about, you know, that in between the steps and, you know, what does it take to get there, the system. So Mary kind of touches on the system. Or allowed me to touch on the system of how we got here. And that's what I kind of
right.
appreciated this morning. So I
yeah.
thought you'd missed Mary. I didn't realize
oh.
you heard that this morning.
Oh, yes. You know, wherever there's a Mary Reed Johnson, My ear is locked into listening to her on the show. Always.
Well, she was a special treat this morning. No one knew Mary was making a return to the airwaves. And so it was really, we kept it under wraps. And she just did a fantastic job. She knocked it out of the park. And I just loved it. So we love listening to it. And just, you know, we've been enjoying some of these clips and, you know, I'm going to say segments. We've just enjoyed them. A lot of the folks who have been on in the past and, you know, just have been a big part of our success. Now, Nancy DeShomez is another one who kind of got on the show and was one of our colleagues. She's a natural hair person in Queens, New York. And I'm just going to play a little bit of what she had to say. Then we're going to roll on in with Vet Talk Radio. So take a listen to Nancy. We'll be back to chat on the other side. We've got a lot going on this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest with us today is, of course, from the world of hair. Her name is Nancy DeShomez, and Nancy, I'd like to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Yes, well, first of all, it's my pleasure to welcome you.
Yes.
And I kind of want to jump right on in and tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Nancy. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Jamaica, Queens, New York.
Shout out to Jamaica.
Yes. I've been doing hair for over 15 years. I specialize in natural hair. I started
all
off doing
aspects of natural hair. Tell us a little bit. So you do like everything from like twists and locks and...
Yes. I started off doing hair with children, and as we evolved into the natural world with the adults, I started doing the twist, transitioning from relaxer to natural hair with adults and children.
Get
and maintaining
here.
Healthy growth for the hair and coming up with different styles because everyone just wears their afros and don't realize that they could twist, braid, get protective styles, and do a lot of other things with our hair. We don't always
That's
have
right.
to weave in.
All right. Well, we're going to have you tell it.
Yes.
So this is really exciting, and I like how you say you kind of transitioned from first you were working with the children. And
yes.
I have to say, in doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for, well, the show itself for 2 decades, I don't really recall anyone really saying they kind of started working with the children when it comes as it applied to, you know, hair care. So
yes.
That's kind of nice. A lot of the individuals I've talked to kind of move away from that, I hate to say.
Yes,
so,
that's my calling.
Wow.
I love the kids.
So tell us
I have
about
patience.
This.
Well, it all started, you know, you have kids that cry or are very sensitive on their head, on their hair, and I have patience for that. I guess I had the tolerance when I had my daughter. I was practicing on her head, and I just built up patience for, you know, doing little kids' hair. Because usually when they come in the salon, everybody runs, like you said. Nobody wants to do kids' hair.
Oh.
You know.
Wow.
And I'm just, I have the calling for that. I love to do little kids' hair. I have the patience, you know, the drive for it.
Uh-huh.
It's just something that I love doing.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm happy to hear that because, you know, they really are our leaders and they're looking at us and
yes.
the way that you are doing their hair and showing them all that attention and just love and affection, I think goes a long way with helping them to develop into the young people that they turn out to be. So
exactly,
good job.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, now, I'm excited because, you know what, Nancy and I have had some conversations, and Nancy, I just want you to share with all of the folks out there.
Hello.
I'm just trying to tell the
story.
Because well, speaking of children, I know that is a part of what you have.
Yes.
Everyone, what are some of the other things that you are looking to do to help make the lives of?
There's a lot of things I would like to do. I like to do.
Uh-huh.
I would like to do fashion shows. I would like to make workshops for children transitioning from natural, well, like the teens, you know, everybody's transitioning now and they don't know what to do with their hair. So I love to have workshops for the customers to at least show them, you know, how to start.
Just kind of, taking them through the steps.
Yeah.
You know, the folks, so a lot of them have been putting in relaxers, even the younger people.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is something that you want to kind of discuss, have those kind of discussions, have the conversation at least with their parents and so forth to help move them over to a different, you know, type of hair care.
Right.
Wow. I think that is just amazing.
Yes. So we could grow healthy hair. And wear our own hair.
Okay, because that is important, and that is a message. And I often try to remind everybody about the resiliency of our hair, and it is important to get that across, because there is a whole lot of folks out there, and we respect everyone. You know, Hair Radio, we're in the middle of everybody, and we want everybody to come to the conversation, because that's how, you know, that's how you can learn if, you know, you feel that you're missing something. And the other aspect of this whole thing about, you know, is that I have said for years and years that wherever you are along the spectrum of hair care, the one commonality should be healthy hair.
Yes, always.
And and if that is not the case, then that is a problem.
Exactly.
And so we are very, very, you know, it's important for us to remember to get that across to, you know, just about to everybody.
Yes.
You know, so I just want to take a moment to remind our listeners out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have just a dynamo in the way of hair care and natural hair out there. Her name is Nancy Deshomme, and Nancy, I just have to say, it's a pleasure to welcome you to our show.
Yes, it's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
You got it. Now, I also want to talk about some of the things that you are going to be connecting with us on, and I'm very, very happy to say that we're going to, in addition to you being a part and being on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're also going to put you into some of our wonderful other platforms in the way of Hair Nation Weekly. And Hair Nation Weekly is that professional magazine that's for all the industry folks out there, you guys know. And we're real excited about it. So it gives you an opportunity to be introduced to those folks who are just getting to know you today. And, you know, and also to reconnect with some of the other folks that you may have you know, talk to over the career of a decade and a half. That's amazing.
Wow, yes.
That is absolutely. Now, speaking of which, so I know what I believe from being out there as well, but what is your take on it? Do you feel that the hair industry is pretty much the same when you kind of got started as it is today?
Oh, no. We have changed. We're going into another dimension right now.
Okay, tell us what you think. Tell us how.
I think the natural world is taking over.
Okay.
Not that many people are getting relaxers like back in the days. Everyone is trying to do the natural, trying to wear their own hair or try to learn about their textures. Mm. We're not so scared of wearing our kinks anymore.
Okay, so in other words, it's like it's almost a part of just being proud to to wear your own hair, so to speak.
Yes, even in the corporate world, everything's changed, because I would never thought the Afro would come back, and it's back.
Well, let me say, I think I single-handedly brought it back.
Yeah.
long before it was back, I don't think I ever stopped wearing the Afro.
Oh, my gosh.
I just waited for it to come back, you know.
You loved your Afro, okay.
I love my Afro. I most certainly do. And I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with what you're saying, because just being able to show that, you know, that we have pride in our heritage, literally our heritage, and being able to just, you know, have something that is uniquely yours. And when I started the hair radio, just hair radio in general, and everyone said, oh, hair is so esoteric. That's what the gentleman who
at that time wrote, I don't know if it was the New York Daily News or if it was the...
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Let's go ahead and get things moving with your topic for today. So I'm super excited about this. It's kind of a loaded topic, so to speak. It's a big topic out there. And it's very current and very relevant. So, Michael Hopkins, what is it all about? Take it away.
Carrie, today's topic is 5 overlooked PTSD secondary claims.
Wow. Now, listen, we have got to break this down. And it's a lot of, I say it's a lot of unpacking for folks.
PTSD is
something, right? PTSD is something that we hear a lot about these days, and it affects folks in many different ways. It's largely out there in the general public as well, in the civilian world. It's incredibly out there with regards to the veterans, and I know you're going to break it all down for us. But first, Michael, again, remind everybody one more time what the PTSD stands for again and what it's all about.
PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. That is the definition of PTSD. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Not only in the military world is PTSD prevalent, it's also prevalent in the civilian world. It's just that, in the military world, Karen, it has, over the last 50 or so years, it has just taken on such a new meaning as far as with veterans. It's always been there, Carrie. Believe it or not, Carrie Hines, PTSD goes all the way back to the Civil War, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah,
it goes.
Right. It had different names to it. It would be shell shock. It would be combat fatigue. It would be names like that, and a lot of the GIs were familiar with that over the years. They were familiar with these terms. But it
not to interrupt you whatsoever, but I don't know about folks, but for me, I always hated those negative terms like that. I don't even like to repeat those terms because, to me, the veterans deserve so much respect. Whatever they were dealing with or continue to deal with, I grew up hearing those negative terms. I've heard them as a kid, and I was never comfortable with them then. And I am certainly not comfortable with them now. So thank you for, going through this and shedding the light, shining a light on this topic. I'm sorry, but I have to jump in.
Carrie. And it's true what you're saying. It had such a negative connotation. And I'm glad you brought that up. With veterans back then, those words had such a negative connotation to them till they didn't want to be associated with those type of terms. And you're absolutely right. We don't even use those terms anymore as far as dealing with veterans. That's why it's PTSD now, and everybody can relate to it, and they know it's a different connotation to it. And actually, just the kind of a general definition of PTSD, as I said, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And it develops in some people who have experienced a shocking, scary, or a dangerous event. And, of course, many veterans experience these events during their time in the military. And believe it or not, Carrie, believe it or not, PTSD, there are two types of PTSD that a lot of people don't really talk about. We all talk about the combat aspect of PTSD. That is the main one that everyone associates with. They know about it. They've seen somebody that was in combat and how they act and all that. However, there is a non-combat PTSD.
Really?
And a lot of people don't. Right. There's a non-combat. You don't have to be in combat. It can be some type of dramatic issue that happened to you, especially we're talking about veterans. A perfect example of a non-combat event could be a training event that a veteran could witness an injury, the death of one of their fellow service members, and that would be considered non-combat.
That's right. But that definitely
cause, it has the same effects, Carrie Hines. Isn't that something?
Sure. Well,
it's
sure.
Wow.
It's a part of,
I can see that.
Well, Michael, I just wanted to let everybody, again, just be reminded, you're covering this topic today, and this is, again, huge, and I'm so proud of you for doing the work. Again, this is on PTSD and just incredibly so. So, Michael Hopkins, what do you have at number five?
Carrie, at number five, we're going to be talking about weight gain as an intermediate step.
Okay.
And you're probably saying,
from five to number one today. Just want to make sure that's clear. So
right.
You say number five is weight gain.
Weight gain, and we're using it as an intermediate step.
So what does that mean?
I'm glad you said that, Carrie. A lot of times, and, the question is this. People are saying, what the heck does weight gain have to do with PTSD? I don't get it. Most people say, I don't get it.
Right.
Well,
Carrie, I'm raising my hand right now, Michael.
Would you believe, Carrie, that many veterans experience eating disorders due to their PTSD?
Wow. How? That's amazing.
Wow. A lot of veterans don't think about that. We hear these certain terms all the time. One of the terms we hear all the time is what? Anorexia.
Oh,
and it actually is anorexia nervosa.
Right.
We hear that all the time. Now, when you think about it, if you had a traumatic event, like I said, there's PTSD non-combat. And you had some type of traumatic event, and the next thing you know, it could be binge eating. That's another one. And then people have bulimia.
So
nervosa.
All of that has to be the opposite. And all
right,
of that
the opposite of that anorexia where they're just not eating. And we've seen that. We've had famous stars, musical stars, that they suffered from anorexia.
That's right. That's right.
Right. We've had that, and it's the same thing with veterans. They could be suffering from it, not know it, and nobody's really paying attention because you don't associate it with it, either weight gain or weight loss. The way it becomes weight gain, Carrie, if they gain a lot of weight, and what does gaining a lot of weight do to your joints?
Sure.
It's stress on them, doesn't it?
A whole bunch of stress, Well,
and you wind up, arthritis, Carrie, heart problems, hypertension. It just goes on and on, and it comes from what? That traumatic event that you went through. And people, we've seen that in some people where they eat. and they eat and eat because that's masking or covering other other issues.
Absolutely.
Military people go through it all the time.
Wow.
You know, it's like nobody. Isn't that something?
Countdown today, Michael.
Wow.
Goodness.
I mean, this is a wow, isn't it, Carrie?
It is huge.
Wow.
Appreciate that. Well, Michael, what on earth could be at number four on your countdown? Wow.
Carrie, at number four, we are talking about OSA, or better known as obstructive sleepnea. When you're having those episodes, and most people say, well, what's that got to do with sleep apnea? What's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
Many mental health issues. And let's just go back and let's talk. What is obstructive sleep apnea? It's basically what, Carrie? You stop breathing. You have problems with your sleep while you're sleeping, and that affects other parts of your body and all that. It does that. Sleep apnea also can lead to what? A depressed mode or mood, increased stress, higher anxiety, major depressive disorder. All because of what? Sleep patterns. That lack of sleep, or you're gaining weight. And it's all of this comes from what? PTSD. The after effects of it.
Wow. And again,
That's
amazing, Michael. But you hit it on the head. Depression, anxiety, the list goes on and on and on. Just incredible. And these are not always easy to figure out because, again, you may not know if you unless you have, like, a spouse or somebody there that can kind of help you figure that out in terms of OSA, you may not be aware and certainly won't see the correlation with PTSD, perhaps. So, Michael, this is important.
It's very important, Carrie. Out in the field, I see this a lot when I'm dealing with veterans as an accredited claims agent, and I'm interviewing veterans for claims for compensation. I see so many of this all the time, these issues. I see these issues. And when I'm talking to the veteran, or if I'm talking to the veteran and the veteran's spouse, and I begin to ask questions, I get painted a very good picture of what they're going through. I get an excellent picture, so I know how to approach their claim. I have a strategy. But, sleep apnea... That's one of the things that is called like a silent killer because of the after effects of it and the mental health aspect of it. If you don't get enough sleep, Carrie, how are you? What's going to happen to you?
I can tell you that right now.
You can attest to it, can't you?
Yeah, I certainly can. And it makes sense, Michael. And that's why we want to remind your fans that this is very important. And I have to say it is important. You know, you're completely affected by sleep patterns, as you brought up, or lack of getting your proper sleep and having some kind of obstruction in the way of OSA, which is obstructive sleep apnea. Just amazing. So thank you, Michael.
Very much so, Karen.
Making that connection with the PTSD, incredible.
Right.
Well, just to take
very
a moment to remind
so.
Everybody, Michael, you are an accredited claims agent. I say an ACA.
Very much so.
You know, a reminder to folks, that means that you're able to help navigate the claims process. You're able to help with the disability claims for veterans. Why is this so important for you to do, Michael?
Carrie, the reason why it's so important to me, I see so many veterans out here like myself, and we suffer in silence, Carrie, because we have these issues, and we don't talk to anybody about it. We just don't. We don't communicate. A lot of us, we don't go to either the VA hospital, a private doctor, even urgent care, Carrie, sometimes we just tough it out. We don't go. And then all of a sudden, we have these issues, and we can't figure out where these issues come from. Or when we were on active duty, different generations of military, we were basically told, you know, you live with it, suck it up, you're going to be okay, drive on, what are you, a little wimp? You know, you just be a man or be a woman, do this and that. Now, a lot of us are finding out in the latter part of our years here on this earth, we have issues that stem from military service. And that's why it's so important for me to get the word out, so important for us doing this show, because I just want to get the word out so we have people going to the town.
You're doing the work, my
love it, I love
it, Carrie.
As you always know, I'm so very passionate about this for veterans. I'm very passionate about this.
Yes, and I've got to say, that brings us all the way to number three on this PTSD. I call it the PTSD countdown. So really great stuff, Michael Hopkins. So take it away at number three, Michael.
Number three, Carrie, we have gastroesophageal reflex disease.
Oh,
that sounds better than calling it the other name, Carrie.
Yes, that does it. GERD.
Yes, GERD.
Wow.
And so many military people have it and don't realize.
Just remind everybody again a little bit more about it, Michael.
Pretty much, GERD is pretty much, on the civilian side, you would call it like acid reflux disease.
Yes.
Upset stomach, things of that nature. That's what, as a civilian, you would call it.
Yes.
And
wow.
We get that all the time. And once again, Carrie, most people are thinking, well, what's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
A lot. It has a lot to do with, because guess what?
What?
If you have PTSD, you have something what's called a stressor event, or it could be several stressor events that can come and go. When you're in a stressful situation, you're in some type of panic mode, or you're depressed or angry, or any of those things with your mental health, it can trigger that upset stomach. It can trigger it.
Yeah.
It's been known, it's been medically known that this happens. And it happens to so many veterans, and they can't pinpoint it as to what the problem is. And once it's pinpointed, you know, it's not easy. We're not medical professionals.
Right.
For the most part, we're not in the medical field. We're just another veteran. We go to medical professionals for help. And then that's when we find out, wow, you mean to tell me every time you think about this event, all of a sudden you notice your stomach is upset?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, Michael, I think that you're shining the light on this, and it'll at least put this in the back of the minds of the veterans, you guys out there listening and tuned in. And even the folks who, you know, may have friends or others and other family members who are veterans and stuff, this is, at least can be in everybody's, you know, on their radar. So, Michael.
Very much so.
Wow. Number three and GERD. That word. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All right.
One of them. Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
A word, Michael. Okay. So. Number two, everybody. We have got down to number two. Okay, Michael, take it away.
Number two, Carrie. This is one that's really overlooked. It's the medications that you take for your PTSD.
Hold it. Let's make sure we got this now. The medications that folks are already taking for the PTSD.
Very much so.
Explain
those meds that we take when we have mental health issues. Those meds have something called side effects. We see this all the time on TV, don't we?
Yeah.
If you take XYZ 1-2-3 pill, here are the side effects. Sometimes they're in plain English where we understand the side effects. And sometimes while the music is playing and the dancing people and all this stuff, and they mention the side effects.
With the pretty purple flowers.
Uh-huh. And it looks so good. They're with their family. Yeah. They're sniffing. Like you say, they're sniffing the flowers. And, And we forget to hear that part. Okay, well, if you take this, it's the possibility you'll have triple bypass heart surgery and you're going to have, I mean, you know, wow. But it's the same thing with veterans. We're taking these medications to help us cope with the PTSD. And when you look up again, it leads to other issues. It could be weight gain, Carrie. It could be weight decrease. It could be nausea. It could be diarrhea. It could be insomnia. It could irritate your anxiety. You could even have drowsiness and dry mouth, believe it or not.
So, in other words, there could be a laundry list.
Yes, very much so.
Side effects that can emanate out of the different medications that you may be taking. Wow. That's big, Michael.
Yes.
So, what should one do then? Should they research the different medications? What steps should they take?
One of the first steps, Carrie, when your medical professional is giving you medication, one of the first things I suggest that a person does, ask those critical questions. Does this have side effects? What are the side effects? You have to know. You have to know, because what if it says don't operate machinery? And there you are operating that buzzsaw or that miter or whatever.
Not a good idea.
Says don't drive. And guess what? From the hospital.
Please.
You're driving.
Yeah, don't
you know,
drive.
You have to ask. Another thing, as you said, with research, Carrie, foolish as it may seem, the container that the meds comes in, guess what it has? Instructions.
Oh, yeah. You got to read.
Read the instructions. If you don't understand, go to a pharmacist, go to a medical professional and say, hey, look, I don't understand what this says. Can you read this to me and explain it to me, please?
Michael, that's so important what you just said.
Very important.
I've got to admit, I remember as a youngster not reading, taking the time to read medications. I thought I knew, oh, I could just take this and no. Oh, my gosh. I almost caused so much bad things by not taking it seriously that you got to read. So please, you just hit it on the head. Read, and get the help that you need. Great advice, Michael.
Okay.
Well, Michael, it sounds like it's time for that reminder of these incredible items on the countdown before you get to number one.
Very much so, Carrie. And it has been, this has just been so incredible today, Carrie. Really, I've enjoyed this. Just to explain this. And you know, Carrie, at number five, we talked about weight gain and its intermediate steps and the issues that weight gain can cause due to PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
We also, at number four, we also talked about sleep apnea, better known as obstructive sleep apnea, and its effect on veterans with PTSD. Number three, we talked about GERD, or that gastroesophageal reflex disease and its effect on PTSD. Medications was number two, and the side effects of medications. Wow. Carrie. Wow. Yeah. Just wow. But you know what? You know what, Carrie? It was one item that it was really an honorable mention when I did my research.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, Michael.
Yeah.
So there is, kind of like what Casey used to do.
One of my favorite guys.
Mention on the countdown.
Yeah.
And that's where there's one item that you didn't add into your five countdown today. So I love that you take a moment to pay a little bit of attention to maybe something that should have been on your list. So that's what the honorary mention is about, I believe.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. The honorable mention is IBS, better known as irritable bowel syndrome. Sometimes you see them together with GERD. Some veterans are rated for both. Some veterans are not. But irritable bowel syndrome continues to plague many veterans who have PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does. And it messes with your gastrointestinal tract.
Wow.
It can give you things like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. You could be cramping up. You can have abdominal pain. And all of that does what, Carrie? It affects your mental health.
Exactly.
It can trigger things.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Michael.
It's just like, wow.
Well, great honorable mention today. All right.
Oh,
well, now,
yeah.
Michael, you have finally arrived at number one. Please,
we
take it away again on this PTSD countdown.
You know, Carrie, we definitely have to either get the drum machine or the synthesizer when we get to number one.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do it. Got to. But you know, Carrie, number one talks about headaches. And once again, people, wow, headaches, PTSD. Yeah, how does that fit? Well, Carrie, believe it or not, many veterans suffer from migraine headaches, that very debilitating headaches.
Mm.
How are they? And sometimes the veterans with PTSD, with these headaches, can be daily. They can get triggered by PTSD, believe it or not. Some veterans also carry, believe it or not, some veterans have traumatic brain injuries along with their PTSD.
Wow.
And that triggers what? Migraine-like headaches. Depending on the trauma that they went through, there could be an increase in headaches just due to them being what? Depressed.
Exactly. And this is really big to me, Michael.
Yes.
Because
very big.
They may not think about it like that. It's just not
very
going to occur to me. So this is huge. Wow. Well, Michael, I got to say, when it came to talking about a topic like PTSD, and you, my friend, will be really taking a look at this on a regular basis because, again, it's something that's so big that's out there that's happening, in and out of the military. But the effect that it's had on veterans has been just been alarming to hear of all of this. So, listen,
I just want
to say thank you again, Michael. And what are some things that you can, you know, if there's something that you want the veterans to take away from today's information, what would that be?
What I'd love them to take away with this, Carrie, the first thing is you're not alone. you know, if there are other veterans, there are medical professionals out there, there are people out there that care about you as a veteran, and they understand what you're going through. Also, seek help. If you need the help, there's no shame. A lot of us have shame and pride. That's not what this is all about. This is about seeking the medical help that you need for you, for your families, for your the generations after you. This is about you, the individual veteran. Back to you, Carrie Hines.
All right. Michael Hopkins, I just want to say thank you and also take a moment to salute our veterans always. This very broadcast and everyone that we do here. So thank you. Awesome job, Michael Hopkins. And again, so Michael, how are we, what are you going to send everybody off with? Any encouraging words?
Very much so, Carrie Hines. It's all about the vets here on the show. It's about their families. It is about the people who support our veterans. And you don't have to be a veteran to listen to, understand, and help other veterans.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.